Okay, and we should say good evening to RBN listeners. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. PJ Barden is my name, and we are here today on this 6th day of July 2019. And I just heard a flash news there from Ken that Mr. Jeffrey Epstein has been arrested for child trafficking. Whoa, well, is the purge starting? Let's hope so, because I have a lot of serious evidence against Trump and what he's been doing and what he hasn't been doing in the next while. But I should say immediately, I did say last week that Deborah Tavares will be on this week. That is not the case. And can I say immediately, Deborah Tavares is not, repeat, not fobbing us off. She's extremely busy and she's doing research, and she's also still very, very upset about the death of Al Whitney, who died so many weeks ago. And they were very, very good friends. And not only that, but the work she's doing is, as she says, use her own phrase, she suffers truth trauma. And she's working on a major, horrendous, explosive output of what the deep state are up to, which she's going to reveal when she comes on the program. And I told her, well, take it easy, fine. Wait till you're feeling really good and come on the program. So it'll be well worth a while waiting for Deborah Tavares, and she'll be on in a few weeks' time. But she's not fobbing you off or me off, anybody. And just to explain that very, very clearly. But, I won't go into the crap going on here in the UK, this election campaign of the leadership. Two more weeks of Theresa May, but it's absolutely appalling crap, listening to the mind-numbing crap coming out of Johnson and Jeremy Hunt. But, the encroaching crisis upon crisis, and then keeping abreast really carefully of the food wipeout and harvest disaster and spring planting and 13 million acres not going to be planted in America this year. So I'm listening to Dubine's forecast there, very accurate. David Dubine, who is probably one of the best in the world at monitoring food supplies. He was a commodities broker and a coffee broker for years. And he's Adapt 2030, if you want to keep abreast of that. And he's up to date, hour to hour, day to day, on what's going on. But the grain silos that were backed up with grain because of non-exports, they had, 120 feet high. The bottom 12, 20 feet of those were waterlogged in the floods. So they've been hit as well. Australia is not exporting any wheat. They've had terrible climate disasters, and it's pretty gruesome, folks. So he's put it down a marker this 4th of July, and I think he's dead on, David Dubine. This is the last week of the last year of the times of plenty of food. As of now, we're heading into food price increases, food scarcity, and food famines around the world, and that is absolutely the case because of the water minimum and the climate disasters, which are directly related to that. There's no other way to global warming and climate change is a joke in terms of what we have: natural phenomenon, we have climate, and we have weather, and we have volcanoes and natural occurrences. But the Maunder minimum, actually, the phrase that Dubine uses is very good. It's not CO2, it's not you, it's the sun and the activities of the sun. And that's what Piers Corbyn was explaining when he was on this program a year or so ago. Etc. But I happen to know from Dubine and from Piers Corbyn is the long-term weather forecast for the UK and Europe. And this year, we are going to get it. We are going to get it in the UK. A very severe winter indeed. And it's the beginning of, and I cover today, and I have a lot of stuff here. I have enough stuff here for 10 programs about what is happening in that area. But Trump has been disgraced again, and he's the same one who, that are going on, people ranting and raving, including Kelso, I cannot stand, saying about the great 4th of July speech, a speech written by a speechwriter. What is that worth in currency and in doing for people? It's absolutely a hollow, empty shell, like the candidates running for the Tory leadership. But the thing has burst out today, which is absolutely explosive. The British ambassador to the United States, a well-respected guy, his private communications and cables have been rumbled by Isabel Oakeshott in the Daily Mail, and I'm going to read it out now. It is absolutely devastating what he says in his assessment of Trump. And I'll give it to you now. He says, Britain's man in the US says Trump is inept. Leaked secret cables from ambassador says the president is uniquely dysfunctional and his career could end in disgrace. Well, I think he's a disgrace anyway. But exclusives for Kim Darroch, that's the US, the British ambassador to Washington, use secret cables to impugn Trump's character. Top diplomat warned London President Trump's career could end in disgrace. These are just the bullet points of the main article. Bombshell comments risk angering the notoriously thin-skinned U.S. president. He describes bitter conflicts in the White House as knife fights, sources confirmed, and claims president's economic policies could wreck the world trade system. Says presidency could crash and burn. But President Trump has picked a very wrong time to have trade wars with other countries, considering Britain, or America, and indeed Britain, is dependent on food imports, right? It's not self-sufficient in food. But Isabel Oakeshott, she's one of us, a maniacal Brexiteer, a very effective pundit on TV. I know they've been boycotting her the last 3 or 4 months on the BBC, because every time she comes on, she absolutely blows away the BBC commentator. So what do? They boycott her. But anyway, to read this article about the British ambassador blowing the lid at his secret communications, I don't know how she got hold of him. Of course, she's in trouble now with getting these, but it's a hell of a coup, and it goes as follows. Britain's ambassador to Washington has described Donald Trump as inept, insecure, and incompetent in a series of explosive memos to Downing Street. So Kim Darroch, one of Britain's top diplomats, used secret cables and briefing notes to impugn Trump's character, warning London that the White House was uniquely dysfunctional and that the president's career could end in disgrace. His bombshell comments risk angering the notoriously thin-skinned president and undermining the UK's special relationship with America. We all puke when we hear that phrase, special relationship. They all, America has a mercenary relationship with everybody. We know that. In the memo seen by the Mail on Sunday following an unprecedented leak, Sir Kim described bitter conflicts with Trump's White House, verifying his own sources as knife fights. Warns that Trump could have been indebted to dodgy Russians. Well, I don't know how Trump will ever explain how he got Adnan Khashoggi to bail out his last bankruptcy, even though Khashoggi has now died. We'll talk about skeletons in the cupboard. Wow. Claims that President's economic policies could wreck the world's trade system. He also says the scandal hit presidency could crash and burn, and that we could be at the beginning of a downward spiral that leads to disgrace and downfall. Voices fear that Trump could still attack Iran. In one of the most sensitive documents, Sir Kim writes, "We don't really believe this administration is going to become substantially more normal, less dysfunctional, less unpredictable, less fractious-riven, less diplomatically clumsy and inept." He also said that he doesn't think Trump's White House will ever look competent. In reference to Trump's ability to shrug off controversies in a life which has been mired in scandal, he says that the president may nevertheless emerge from the flames battered but intact, like Arnold Schwarzenegger in the final scenes of the Terminator. Okay, he warns senior politicians in London, do not write him off. The leak is embarrassingly timed for the British government, coming just weeks after the Queen welcomed Trump and his family with a 41-gun salute and the state banquet at Buckingham Palace as part of the diplomatic drive to secure a post-Brexit free trade deal. In a memo sent after the visit, Sir Kim warned that while Trump and his team had been dazzled by the visit and the UK might be flavour of the month, Trump's White House remains self-interested. This is still the land of America first. Oh, yeah. And he goes on to say, the Washington files span at the period from 2017 to the present, covering everything from Trump's policy in the Middle East to his 2020 election plans. One account of a Trump rally says that there is a credible path for Trump to win a second term in the White House, but describes the crowd as almost exclusively white. In what is likely to be regarded as a patronizing passage in the catch of these emails that are leaked, officials in London are told that in order to deal with Trump effectively, you need to make your points simple, even blunt. The most incendiary paper in a letter of to National Security Advisor Sir Mark Sedwell, that's the key man in the civil service and the security service of Britain. He's the cabinet secretary as well to Theresa May. Sent on 22nd of June 2017, 150 days into the Trump administration, and copied to what Sir Kim describes as a strictly limited number of senior figures in Downing Street and the Foreign Office, the documents sent ahead of the National Security Council discussion on the UK-US relationship paints a damning picture of the president's personality and leadership style. It says, media reports of vicious infighting and chaos inside the White House dismissed by Trump as fake news are mostly true. And referring to allegations of collusion between the Trump camp and Russia, since largely disproved, the memo says the worst cannot be ruled out. The catch of emails also include diplomatic telegrams known as diptel in Foreign Office jargon, updating Downing Street on political events in the US and providing commentary on Trump's foreign policy decisions. They reveal details of highly sensitive negotiations over efforts to curb Iran's nuclear weapons program, as well as disarray surrounding the president's handling of recent attacks on oil tankers in the Straits of Hormuz. One memo sent by Sir Kim on June 22nd refers to incoherent, chaotic U.S.-Iran policy, adding it's unlikely that U.S. policy on Iran is going to become more coherent anytime soon. This is a divided administration. He questioned Trump's recent claim that he aborted a missile strike on Iran because it would have caused predicted 150 casualties, saying it doesn't stand up. It's more likely that he was never fully on board and that he was worried about how this apparent reversal of the 2016 campaign promise would look in 2020 at the next presidential election. Another memo sent on June 10th warns of tensions ahead of a Brexit. As we advance our agenda of deepening and strengthening trading arrangements, divergences of approach on climate change, media freedoms, and death penalties may come to the fore. The leak of diplomatic cables is extremely unusual and will raise new questions about morale in the civil service. And there's an outtake here. It says, when dealing with Trump, you need to make your points simple, even blunt. I think that's obvious from the beginning. There is mounting evidence that Brexit has politicized many Mandarins, with officials who previously support Brexit accusing the civil service of trying to stop the UK leaving the EU. Well, that's actually 90% of the civil service are wreckers in that regard. Darroch, who became British ambassador to Washington in January 2016, is a former UK permanent representative to the EU and widely regarded as a Europhile. Oh, yes. The Foreign Office last night said that the British public would expect our... I'm beginning to think these leaks were purposely leaked. The Foreign Office last night said the British public would expect our ambassador to provide ministers with honest, unvarnished assessment of politics in their countries. Final few paragraphs. He said, a spokesman added, their views are not necessarily the views of ministers or indeed the government, but we pay them to be candid, and just as the US ambassador here will send back his reading of Westminster politics and personalities. Of course, we would expect such advice to be handled by ministers and civil servants in the right way, and it's important that our ambassadors can offer their advice as confidential. And it goes on to say Washington has a strong relationship with the White House, blah, blah, blah. Well, this is devastating stuff, shot across the bows of Trump administrations about what the Brits really think of him. And this embarrassingly crap visit he did here, which he wants to be seen with the Queen and a state banquet. I mean, the man is a child. He's the true definition of a narcissist. As there's a I did say it last week, but I will bring it up. I will do a piece on it maybe next week. The definitions of a very good psychologist. The good psychologists are worth a lot. I can tell you, stay the hell away from doctors and psychiatrists, but psychologists who do their job properly and are well-rounded personalities have a lot to offer, and they have a lot to offer to help children as well, by the way. But bring her name up soon. A female psychologist saying, defining the definitions of a psychopath, a sociopath, a narcissist, and the paedophile mentality, which runs through all three. And the world is run by 90% of world corporation heads and leaders fit into that category. And I worked for multinationals for years, and I now can identify some of the people I had big troubles with. They fit exactly into those categories. But they go back to food and crops. Hundreds of millions of dollars in crops destroyed by flooding, and farmers are being told there's nothing the U.S. government can do. Imagine farmers in the Midwest to claim the crop insurance for this year have to go out and plant seeds into 2 foot of water above the ground. Otherwise, they don't qualify for crop insurance compensation from the government. And most of the private agricultural insurers have gone bust, have ceased trading. So it is absolutely a disaster. Shocking, but I'll just go through some of this gruesome pictures here. But it says from Natural News, and who's fronting this article? It's general news editors. Okay. It says, this is the worst economic disaster for U.S. farmers in modern American history. Our ongoing trade war with China has greatly depressed wheat, the prices of wheat, corn, soybean. And so farmers were strong for storing more crops in their farms than ever before in early 2019. And then the floods came. The water moved so fast that the vast majority of farmers in the affected areas could not have moved what they had stored, even if they wanted to. And the scale of loss that these farmers have suffered is starting to become clearer. According to UBI, hundreds of millions of dollars of crops that were destroyed by the flooding were not covered by insurance. And it says hundreds of millions of dollars of crops destroyed in Midwest floods this month were not insured, farmers say. And the losses could leave many without sufficient income to continue in farming. The uninsured grain issue is really starting to affect people, said Jeff Jurgensen, a Western Iowa corn and soy grower whose farm flooded when the Missouri River spilled over its bank on March 12th. Well, March 12th, here we are nearly July 12th. April, May, July, 4 months later. Well, three, 4 months, and that water is still lying on the land. That's never seen like that before. As if without an extraordinary amount of assistance, there are thousands of farmers that will never be able to come back from this ever. One fifth generation farmer that was interviewed by Fox News said that about $7 million worth of grain was destroyed in his county alone. Dustin Sheldon, a fifth generation grain and soybean farmer, watched in horror as the floods that has devastated the Midwest began to recede, and he could assess the damage to his crops. He said the record-breaking floods caused about $1 million in losses for his family farm. We figure that there is roughly $7 million worth of grain sitting in these grain bins here just in our county alone that is either destroyed or inaccessible right now that we won't even be able to get to sell, he said. Financially, there's a lot of farmers that can't come back from that, and they may be out of business for good. He said, we figured that there are roughly $7 million worth of grain in these bins. Okay. According to government regulations, that when stored crops get flooded, they must be destroyed. Well, the damp and rot that goes through the bins, it's a write-off, becomes diseased of grain at that stage. And unfortunately, the government also doesn't have any sort of program to cover these losses. In fact, the USDA Undersecretary Bill Northe told Reuters that there's nothing the U.S. government can do to help. Hundreds of farmers may be out of luck trying to recuperate losses after last month's historic floods in the Midwest. Millions of bushels of grain were destroyed in more than 800 on-farm storage bins, mostly in eastern Nebraska and western Iowa. The U.S. Department of Ag, USDA, Bill Northe, recently told Reuters that under current law on disaster aid programs, there's nothing the U.S. government can do to help. Of course, Congress could pass a law to change all that, but right now that is not happening, and it does not appear likely to happen. Well, just heading into the 2020 election, oh my, my. This is yet another example that shows who we send to Congress really matters. If I had won my race for Congress, who's talking here, I would be endlessly causing havoc until our farmers got the emergency assistance they need, because it stands thousands of farmers that have been financially ruined by this flooding are going to be forced out of the profession forever. For 71-year-old farmer Bruce Bierman, it looks like the end has come after floodwaters destroyed more than $100,000 worth of his stored crops. The two grain bins on Bruce Bierman's farm near Corning, Missouri, could not withstand the strong currents of the Missouri River. With 4 feet of water pressing from the outside, the grain swelling from moisture inside, the bins burst. At 71, Bierman is looking at more than a $100,000 loss. Because of the trade war, he has been storing 12,000 bushels of corn and 8,200 bushels of soybean until prices went up again. Now all that work has been washed away and no help on the horizon. Well, 33-year-old farmer Travis Green has a similar story. Travis Green, 33, who operates farms in both Kansas and Nebraska, stored 25,000 bushels of yellow corn in a pair of grain bins in White Cloud, Kansas, near the Missouri River. One of the bins literally just blasted open after it filled with flood water, and the other was uprooted, destroying an estimated $100,000 worth of corn. Okay, but the story's going on and on. But this flood and the similar floods, droughts and different things in Australia, food is now, as I say, it's the last weeks, the last times of plenty in supermarkets everywhere across the Western world. But again, the immigration thing goes on and on and on. Austin, that's close to RBM. Austin joins, didn't take a break there, huh? Okay. Austin joined San Francisco, Los Angeles, Seattle in accelerated collapse towards third world living conditions for the homeless and impoverished masses. And J.D. Hayes is writing this article when he's saying here, the squalid, drug-infested disease nature of life in San Francisco, Los Angeles, Seattle and other uber left-wing cities along the West Coast is coming to the heart of the Lone Star State, and residents more likely aren't ready for it. A new policy adopted by the Democratic City Council of Austin, Democrats running Austin, Texas, will allow anyone who is homeless to camp out in any public square or venue, a policy that we predict will serve as a magnet for homeless people, much like the policies in L.A., etc. The policy change went into effect on July 1st, just 10 days after the City Council decriminalized homelessness. Big League Politics reported, noting further, prior to the change in this ordinance, it was illegal to sit, lie, or camp in public. But starting this month, officers will only give tickets to individuals who block pathways. Additionally, the City Council modified another provision of the ordinance that only punishes aggressive panhandlers. As most reasonable people might imagine, the policy change has already created no small amount of controversy in the Texas capital, which is perhaps the bluest part of the otherwise deep red state. The mayor, Steve Adler, says the policy is a good thing because it helps address the issue of homelessness. It exacerbates it, you moron. Though not really, because by addressing it, he means simply accommodating it, sure. But the state's much more conservative governor, Greg Abbott, who resides in the capital, doesn't agree with the policy change at all. In a tweet, he expressed concerns that the change would put the public more at risk. He said, what's more, he threatened to wipe out our policy with a state law. You know, I hope he does that. If Austin or any other Texas city permits camping on city streets, it will be yet another local ordinance the state of Texas will override. At some point, cities must start pulling public safety and common sense, putting public safety and common sense first. There are far better solutions for the homeless and citizens, he wrote. This is Greg Abbott speaking up. And the quote is a tweet here, etc., etc. Okay, and they're showing a map of Seattle, Portland, San Francisco, and you jump across to Austin, Texas, and their sanctuary cities that are now hellholes. And finish up with this article that says Democratic leftists are destroying our urban centers. Adler fired back with, I assume that someone on his staff really didn't explain to him, this is Austin, Texas, what it was we did, because we've been laser focused on public safety and public health. He added, the public streets are public streets, and the courts have said that if someone's not causing public safety risk or public health hazard, then they have much right to be there as anyone else. Well, that's a contradiction in terms. Except that surely Adler, this is the Austin mayor, understands that by the very fact that they are homeless people living in the streets, cannot be healthy, cannot contribute to public safety, and cannot be expected to practice sanitary conditions. And the related said, you are not even close to being prepared for the chaos coming. That's the next article I'm coming up to very soon. But anyway, Austin, Texas, whoa, becoming California. Whoa. Shocking, shocking beyond words. And the accompanying article by Mike Adams says, you're not even close to being prepared for the chaos that's coming. We'll see. Just one second. Okay, his article. You're not even close to being prepared for the chaos that's coming. And he says, the civil war has already begun in America, but only one side is fighting it, the radical violent left. So far, conservatives aren't fighting back. Even white leftists viciously assault innocent people with deadly weapons. And Trump has done nothing to label Antifa a terrorist organization or deploy federal agents to arrest the mayor of Portland, Wheeler, that's who his name is, who is now a complicit in the acts of terrorism and premeditated violence. The southern border is being deliberately overrun. The radical left-wing judges are ordering all illegal aliens to be released, creating an invasion wave of lawless and human misery. That's designed to overwhelm the law enforcement and social services infrastructure of the southern states of Texas, New Mexico, and Arizona. But that's not even the really big news about what's coming. The real goal of all this isn't merely to destroy America, confiscate firearms from five assistants, Elena Trump's. It is communism. Okay, we'll go to the bottom of the hour break, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, and we're coming back in from the bottom of the hour break. And we're reading Mike Adams' piece here on, he's entitled, You're Not Even Close to Be Prepared for the Chaos That's Coming. And he's talking about the human misery that's coming out of the border situation, etc. But he said, but what's not even more really, not even the real big news issue about what's coming. You sort of talk about people living on the streets in Texas, New Mexico, and Arizona. The real goal of all this isn't merely to destroy America, confiscate firearms from private citizens, eliminate Trump, and install a communist dictator in the White House. The real goal is to eliminate most of humankind while transforming the planet to destroy life as we know it on planet Earth. The enemies of humanity are now running wild in the U.S. Congress. The left-wing media, universities, and the science establishments, they are united in their goal to freeze our planet lower, lower ocean levels, dim the sun, eliminate carbon dioxide from the atmosphere, and expand glaciers across most continents, collapse photosynthesis, and thereby collapse the global food supply that keeps human civilization alive and sustainable. Well, all these things have been put in place with 5G, etc. He said, the climate change agenda, in other words, is designed to change the climate, but not a climate that humans could find hospitable. I explain more in this podcast below, followed by another detailed video explanation below that. And I go okay there on brighteon.com. The bottom line, there is a war being waged against humanity, not just a war against Trump and America. And yes, the globalists are complicit in pushing both wars for reasons explained below. Many people will have difficulty mentally grasping the full picture of what is already underway. But if you're willing to follow the straight logic and the rules of the chemistry, you can't but help but reach the same conclusion. Well, we are being bombarded with the vaccinations, the big pharma drugging people, killing people with drugs, and the vaccinations causing autism, and the 5G, which seems to be the kill shot, which is unbelievable. And to get this across to people, and even about LED lighting, which I read out last week, the LED lighting in supermarkets is destroying the milk, even after 2 hours in the crates being pushed in under shelving, which they roll into all the supermarkets here in America. With 2 hours, the vitamin A and the vitamins are gone out of the milk. That's serious laboratory testing that was done in the UK and published in the Daily Mail. So LED lighting, get this to hell out of your house. And LED lighting on the street is an absolute destroyer of children's mental health, their sleeping patterns, etc., etc. It is absolutely disastrous. And the fantastic guy here in the UK, if you go on to YouTube and simply put in five, tap in to the search box, Mark Steele - 5G, you'll get a series of videos there that are absolutely explanatory with video, with graphics, etc. And he explains in detail that 5G is an extinction level event, nothing less. That's what it is. And I believe Mike Adams is speaking at a special event in Branson, Missouri. They've had one or two in the past 3 years, at the same time, September, Branson, Missouri, where he explains what these loveless endgame is, to get rid of all humans on the earth. That is not a joke. But when you piece together what is all being put together, the endgame conclusion is that we're all for the chop. That's for sure. And I said, the one small one here, I've had a thousand things on food and diet here, but if you're still eating these cancer-causing foods, here are some reasons to stop. And Amy Goodrich is writing this. And somebody, so is a picture of somebody with a gas mask and a uniform and a suit, a bodysuit, preparing to eat an apple. You know, most of the apples are fruit or bombarded with chemicals, even here in Herefordshire. He said, some foods can help your body become the healthiest and strongest it can be and keep cancer and other diseases at bay. Multiple studies have shown that a variety of fresh whole foods can make you feel your best while giving your body the energy and building blocks it needs. However, just as some foods protect us from diseases, others are the perfect recipe for disasters, wreaking havoc on our system, with cancer as a possible side effect. With so much information out there, it's often hard to know what's safe and what's not. Well, the two sites that are worth keeping you abreast of your daily life in food and health and etc., naturalnews.com and Green Med Info. Two outstanding sites, and they do cooperate with each other. Many of us pay attention to food labels, but some foods are so commonly used and convenient, we even forget that they may house a host of toxic chemicals. Here are some of the cancer-causing foods the specialists revealed they would never eat. And they go on to say, canned tomatoes. I'll name the first name and go back on the paragraphs. Microwave popcorn. Well, microwave anything is disastrous. Non-organic potatoes. Farmed salmon. Yeah. Hormone-laced milk. Yeah. Well, this is milk with LED lighting destroying it. Unfermented GMO soy and conventional apples, etc. Well, I won't go into the details of that because I think there's a small list that people can remember easily. But again, we're coming off some later ones on today. Michael Schneider's predictions, which are pretty damn good. He's one of the best living, breathing economists. He's not writing this particular article, but. It says most Americans can't afford to pay rent, eat food, buy stuff, and get sick, and it's just going to get worse. And Dagny Taggart for writing this article, and he's saying, we are living in a precarious times, and if you haven't prepared for an economic collapse yet, it's time to start taking action. Despite what some experts would like you to believe, the U.S. is on shaky financial ground. Several indicators suggest that things are far worse than many think. Trump, in a throwaway remark in a press conference earlier this month or last month, said that people should have 6 months' supply of food in their house. A 6 month supply of food, friend, that is probably $4,000 or $5,000. Most people haven't got a spare $400. So who does he think he's talking to? Man has lived in a glass bubble all his life, and it's showing up now very vividly. More than half the families in the U.S. live in asset poverty. A recent study found that more than 63% of American children and 55% of Americans live in asset poverty. This means that They have few or no assets to rely on in the event of a financial emergency, such as a job loss, a medical crisis, recessions, and natural disasters. In a press release study co-authored David Rothwell, an assistant professor, OSU College Public Health and Human Services, explained that when families lack assets such as vehicles, homes, savings accounts, and investments, surviving financial crisis is very difficult. Well, that's the bleeding obvious. This is the dimension of financial security that we don't think about as much, and it's pretty high. The findings highlight the extent of financial insecurity among American families. These shock ripples through the family and down to the children. The study was published in the journal Children and Youth Services Review earlier this year, co-authored by Timothy Ottridge, blah, blah, blah. And living in poverty can have devastating impacts on children. Well, it marks them for life. If you have problems in poverty in childhood, even if you get working, et cetera, it marks you for life, and you'll always your subconscious drags you back into poverty all the time. Rothwell studies poverty and its impact on families and children. Experiencing poverty in childhood can have a lifetime impact for those children. Past research has shown that children who grow up in poverty are more likely to struggle in school, have lower job earnings throughout their life, and experience family instability as adults. A growing body of research suggests that parents' asset levels also predict academic achievement, educational expectations, and the likelihood of college enrollment and graduation. Family with assets can be used when income is disrupted, are also likely to experience less financial stress and strain. Your asset poverty is higher than income poverty for children and families. Yet asset poverty is higher than income poverty for families. In 2018, a study of Canadian families, researchers including Rothwell, found that asset poverty was 2 to 3 times more prevalent than income poverty. Families can have adequate day-to-day funds but be asset poor and would likely struggle to during a financial shock. And says rent is becoming unaffordable for many Americans. According to the National Low Income Housing Coalition, renting is becoming increasingly unaffordable for many Americans. In the latest Out of Reach report, the organization explains that the struggle to find affordable housing is not limited to those earning minimum wage or unemployment, etc., etc. And he goes into a lot of detail here. So the average renter's hourly wage is $1.08 less than the housing wage for a one-bedroom flat. We go into these figures, hourly wages, in terms of being viable. And it's at the very bottom, $10.36. I just need food prep people, $10.30. Waiters and waitresses, $10.62. Personal care aides, $11.71. They're in the red zone. Home health aides, $11.80 an hour. Janitors, cleaners, $12.73. Laborers, $13.78. Appalling money. Medical assistance, $16. And one-bedroom housing wage, you need to be hitting $18.65 an hour. And the vast majority of people are way under $20 an hour. But it goes on and on about statistics in that area. And it's the same in Britain. We've had 10 years since 2008 collapse, and people are barely above the 2008 earning level in wages because of the cutbacks, etc. But here's one good and bad news story in one. Family gets $750,000 after a SWAT team raided their home, killing their dog over unpaid utility bill. I mean, the police state marches on. Just one second. And they're saying here on this article, this compensation was paid out. Matt Agorist writing this article, and he's saying here, St. Louis, Missouri, nothing says police state USA quite like a SWAT team raiding a family home and killing their dog because they are unable to pay their gas bill. This is shocking to think. Woo, SWAT team. The woman's dog was killed and home destroyed by SWAT officers in Angela Zorick, and her story about her police state experience will shock the conscience. After fighting the system for nearly 5 years, Zorick's family is finally being compensated. According to the lawsuit which was settled this week, Zorich was the victim of massive military-style raid and subsequent puppycide. The raid was carried out because police said they needed to check if her home had electricity and natural gas services. What a load of crap. She said, I saw them and they just poured in. They were covered head to toe. They got helmets. They were like military style, said Zorich, is her name. This is an example of the police overreaching and using excessive force to get a family out of their house, said Kenneth Chacks, a Riversfront Times of the Riversfront Times newspaper. The attorney who represents Zorich, according to the lawsuit of April 25th, 2014, going back that far, St. Louis County police officers came to her house. Her son cursed at them. They inspected the home's exterior and placed a problem property sticker on the front window. Days after being publicly shamed and labeled by the St. Louis Police Department as a problem, on April 28th, that's 3 days later, Zorich called them to follow up. She was told by the police that she was being investigated for failing to have her natural gas or electricity service, two violations against city code. Zora claimed to the police that she did not have gas, but she said that she did have electricity. Zora asked for another inspection to prove that she had the utilities. The officer told her that was fine, but the investigation would continue. The next day, April 29th, the home of Angela Zorich was raided by multiple officers from the St. Louis County Police Tactical Response Unit. The Riversfront Times paper outlines the details of the lawsuit. Zorich was at home when several family members and her pit bull terrier dog, Kaya, when the St. Louis Police Tactical Police Response Unit burst through the door without knocking, according to her suit. The unit had at least five officers with M4 rifles, supported by at least eight uniformed officers. The officers entered so quickly, Zurich's suit alleges, the lawsuit alleges that Kaya didn't even have time to bark. A tactical officer fired three shots into the dog and the dog's bladder and bowels released and fell on the floor. The dog was laying on the floor in her own waste and blood, struggling to breathe. She had a gaping hole in her chest. Zorich claims that officers kept trying to talk to her about the natural gas, but she was focused on the dog, whom she raised as a puppy and who, she says, had never shown aggression to any person. They put me and my son on our knees to watch her die. The officer squatted over her while she was dying and with the search warrant and said, you know why we're here. And I said, I don't know what when he said, we're here because your gas is off. Crikey, being a war zone. She said, I lost it, Zorich said. Police claimed they had had to shoot Zorich's dog because it charged at them. However, the autopsy would reveal that the dog was shot from behind as it ran away from the police. Zorich was subsequently taken into custody by police at the police station. When she was finally let go and allowed to return to her home, she found to be completely trashed. Beds had been overturned and items were once on shelves had been thrown on the floor. The citations issued to Zorich, which had allegedly justified the heavily militarized raid on her home, were for substantial siding, guardrail, screens and window glass and deck damage, obviously. A dozen armed men dressed for war were dispatched to a woman's home, killing her dog, and kidnapped her because she's some moldy wood on her inability to pay her gas bill. Wow. And it said, in what world is this considered justice? The apologists will say that Angela Zorich provoked police into this action. That's absolute rubbish. She didn't want to be raided. They say she should have just paid her gas bill. no money, just pay her gas bill. So that's a shocking, real story from America today. Okay, we'll go to the next break. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms or you have a concealed weapon permit and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
In from the last break of the first hour. This is the Barden Report on Republic Broadcasting. But just as I say, we're under attack at every level. It's not government and legislation and the multinational corporations. It's toxicity. Here's a story that's just typical, etc. Scientists discover toxins from flooring and furniture in children's blood and urine. Visible Z, right? This is a tremendous photograph of a young woman with her child sitting on a settee, looking very happy. But it says parents already have their work cut out for them, ensuring their food their children eat is safe and healthy. And now a new study gives them yet another thing to worry about: chemicals in furniture and flooring. Well, I remember they're saying Mike Adams tested the water in all the cities, but also tested the chemicals in Tide washing powder. He said there was 240 chemicals in it. 10 or 15 of them were absolutely obnoxious, which stay in the clothing and go into your skin, right? The study, which was led by researchers from Duke University, found that children who live in homes that have vinyl flooring or flame-retardant furniture have given significantly greater concentrations of semi-volatile organic compounds, or SVOCs, in their urine and blood when compared to kids who live in homes that don't have such materials. These chemicals are used widely in building materials, furniture, and electronics, and they have been detected inside nearly every home. They can move from a solid phase into the air and with time, and so they're often found in the air inside homes and businesses. Well, that factor, which I keep slagging off Americans on, having forced air, where in God's name did the forced air situation come from America? Because America has enough natural gas to last 500 years, but using it to run a furnace and blast forced air around the house with micro dust going into your lungs is shocking. I worked for a duct company in Toronto, that's how I know. Beyond me. The researchers found, for example, that children who live in a home with a sofa in the living room and contains flame-retardant polybrominated chemicals have a six-fold higher concentration in their bloodstream. These chemicals have been linked to problems like thyroid and endocrine disruption, obesity, neurodevelopment delays, and cancer. Although they were phased out of use in America in 2005 to 2013, because of their toxicity, many families still have items in their homes with these chemicals present. This wasn't only the danger they uncovered. Kids who lived in homes with vinyl flooring throughout had concentrations of benzyl phosphates and all sorts of other chemicals in their urine, 15 times greater than those of children from homes without any vinyl flooring. You can't win, can you? Exposure to this chemical has been linked to reproductive and respiratory disorders. Well, attack, as I say. Subtitle of this program. Okay, we go to the top of the hour break, and we should be back in 2 or 3 minutes with John Whitehead's article.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly 1 million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.